Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, April 14th, 1985. Let's have a word of prayer together before we begin. Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful Lord's Day. We just ask Your blessing, Lord, upon this service, on all those who will participate here in the audience, as well as those by means of this tape. We thank Thee already for all You're going to do. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. During the last few weeks, our choir has sung a call to worship entitled, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And so I thought today would be a good time to have them to sing all of that song. All hail the power of Jesus' name. And certainly today we need to lift Him up in this service. Lift Him up in our lives as we live for Him this week. As Brother Tom comes to lead the choir. Want to welcome you today. I might have forgot to say that a while ago, but you are welcome in our church, and trust the Lord give us a meaningful time of fellowship together today. Brother White is going to come to read our scripture. While he's coming up, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. We're glad to have Ms. White with us today. God bless her, and appreciate how the Lord has worked in her life in a physical way as well as in a spiritual way. She had surgery on Good Friday and got out of the hospital on Sunday. And thank God for what He's doing in her life. While we were in Lexington Friday, I stopped by and saw Michael Dean Fugit, a fellow who was in the accident up at Dills Combs the other day. And he told me he'd be probably coming home in about a week. And he does have, I believe, two broken vertebrae in his back, and trust will be he's lifting him up in prayer. Also, we'd like to remember today Brother Fred Skaggs, his brother, Harvey Skaggs, and continue to pray for Ms. White's mom and dad. Also, John and Lucy Talby and Anna Campbell, and she's still in North Carolina. Trust will be continuing to pray also for others listed here in the bulletin. I know God's certainly able to bless each one of these. And if you came to church today with a heavy heart, I trust you'll be leaving this service today light as a feather, spiritually speaking. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. Brother White, you come and read our scripture and lead us in prayer, please.
Scripture today is taken from Luke 24, verses 30 through 32. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning. We pray, Father, that You give us further blessings from this sermon this morning. We thank You, Father, for our Sunday school, the lesson, those who attended. We pray that You have spoken to each of our hearts and that You will continue to speak to us today and cause us to make the decisions, Father, that You would have us to make. If there be any lost, we pray that they would see Jesus, that they would come to know Him and accept Him as their Savior. For those of us, Father, that follow You, we pray that You'd help us, that You'd help us to stay on the right way, that You would help us to do the things that would be pleasing to You. We thank You, Father, for Your many blessings, the many prayers that You have answered. And this morning, Father, we come to You again in behalf of those who are sick and afflicted, those who named for mentioned in our bulletin, those we have on our hearts, and for those, Father, that have lost their loved ones. We pray, Father, that You would be with the Carter family today and comfort them in these trying hours. We thank You, Father, for the many blessings You have given us, and we pray, Father, that You help us to never fail to give You the praise for all that You have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's turn to page 215. And let's stand and sing first and last verses of "Let Him Have His Way with Thee."
You live for Jesus and be always good and good. Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him by your burden? Carry on your load. Let Him have His way.
At this time, we'd like to call on our junior ushers for morning tithes and offerings. Would you lead us in prayer, Brother Lynn?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day, and we thank you for each one here this morning, Lord. We just look to you this morning, Lord. We realize you are the giver of all good gifts and that everything comes from you, Lord. We just pray that whether it be good or bad, that we would always give you the praise and glory.
Amen.
We just pray, dear God, for this service. We just pray for Brother James that you might speak through him this morning, Lord, that you might use him to send forth thy word, that someone would be drawn closer to thee this morning, Lord. We just pray for anyone who might be lost in this service, that they would walk down the aisle confessing thee as Lord and Savior before it's too late. We just thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us. We just pray that you would always help us, Lord, to look to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
My Savior leads me. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to lead us. And if He leads us, He has to be in front. And we have to be behind Him, following Him. He doesn't lead us in the wrong direction. Thank God for this. Brother Tom and Francis, I believe, are going to be singing for us. Is that right? For the message, you all come and sing at this time.
Thank you.
Amazing grace. I never will forget one time, Brother Bill Nichols, who will be with us April 28th through May the 3rd in our spring revival, he said, God's grace gives us what we don't deserve, and His mercy holds back from us what we do deserve. God's amazing grace. This morning we'd like to look at these verses that Brother White read for us and also others in the Bible. Chapter 24 of Luke, this happened on the first Easter Sunday evening, the first Lord's Day. Before we look into the Bible, let's look to the Lord in another word of prayer, please. Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful Lord's Day again. And Lord, we just thank Thee for all You're going to do in each one of our lives as we're met here to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we know that He deserves to be lifted up. And help us, Lord, to lift Him so that He truly could be seen in this service. We thank Thee already for what You've done and what You're going to do. Help us, Father, to cast all of our cares upon Thee because You care for us. May this day, Lord, be all You'd have it to be, and we just pray that this week we would walk with Thee and be found doing Your will. We thank Thee in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Today we'd like to bring a message on walking with Jesus. The Bible tells us, can two walk together except they be agreed? We have to be going the way Jesus is going to walk with Him. Can two walk together except they be agreed? These two men on the road to Emmaus were talking about all that had happened that day, about the crucifixion. No doubt that had happened 3 days before. They were talking about the resurrection. They had heard that He had been seen, that Jesus had been seen alive. And as they walk along, Jesus walks with them, the stranger of Galilee. Jesus Himself drew near and went with them, verse 15 of chapter 24 of Luke. But they didn't recognize Jesus. Jesus wants to walk with us down the road of life, up on the mountaintops as well as down in the valleys. There was another prayer request I'd like to mention today. They couldn't get the chaplain again last night, so they called me, and I didn't know who was ill. As I walked in a room over at the hospital, there was Faye Napier, Oramus Napier's wife, and her sister, Mrs. Holliday. And I still don't know who they were there for. But Mrs. Carter, who lived over at the Bonneman, went into eternity yesterday evening. Faye Napier's mom. So let's be praying for that family today and this week, well as these others that we mentioned a while ago. We need to walk with Jesus down through the road of life. When we come down to the valley of the shadow of death, as David said in Psalm 23, we can be one of God's children. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou art with me. And these two men on the road to Emmaus, they did not know that Jesus was walking with them. And their hearts were heavy. And my friends, we're living in a a time where many people have heavy hearts. Their hearts are saddened by things that happen. And my friend, I'm glad Jesus is in the business of lifting burdens. Burdens of sin, mostly. As well as burdens of everyday living. And these two fellows walking along, discussing what had happened that day and the last few days. And one of them said, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and knowest not these things which are come to pass in these days?" And Jesus said, "What things?" And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and their rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." And Jesus says in verse 25, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And he began at Moses and all the prophets and expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And the two men still do not know this Jesus. But they went into a place, and Jesus went with them. And as they sat at meat, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. They recognized Jesus, and he vanished out of their sight. Today we'd like to look in the Bible as we speak on walking with Jesus. Our two key verses are going to be found in Luke 24:32 and also in Genesis 5:24. Luke 24:32 says, "And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he walked with us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Genesis 5:24, in the first book of the Bible, it says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." We need to walk with Jesus. We need to walk with Jesus. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For he that would seek to save his life shall lose it. And he that would seek to lose his life for my sake shall find it." I want to say this, friends, from the bottom of my heart. It is in losing ourselves in service for Jesus that we really find ourselves. It's in losing ourselves that we find ourselves. So I trust you're walking with Jesus today. If you're not, my prayer is that you'll today begin a life that will last through eternity as you will begin today walking with Jesus and following him. Jesus said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." This is God talking in the book of Isaiah 41:10. He says, "Fear not, I'm with you." If you're one of God's children today, God is with you every second of every day. He's with you. And he's promised us that no danger can come so near the Christian that God is not near. Their hearts were burning within them, these two disciples. First of all, in walking with Jesus, I believe we need to have burning hearts. Luke 24:32 says, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures?" I heard a Negro preacher preach at Camp Nathaniel one time, and he said this as he came to this 32nd verse. We need to have a holy heartburn as we live for Jesus. How warm is our hearts? How many of our hearts today are burning with love for Jesus, with love for God, with love for the lost, with love, as Ms. Lane says, for each other? Our hearts need to be running over with love. That way there's no room for hate. Did not our hearts burn within us? These two men, even though they did not know that Jesus was walking with them until after he had broken the bread and blessed it, even though they didn't know him, they said, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us, and while he opened to us the scriptures? What a day that must have been in these two fellows' lives. Jeremiah chapter 20 is a verse. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Jeremiah is called a weeping prophet. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. Jeremiah says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." Jeremiah said, "I'm just going to retire from preaching." But that's not all the verse. It says, "But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing and could not stay." Jeremiah chapter 20 and the 9th verse. He said, "His word was in my bones as a burning fire. And I was weary with forbearing and could not stay." Our hearts today need to be on fire for God with a message to the lost. David Rang, the little cerebral palsy fellow that I heard preach a little over a year ago, he had just gotten out of the hospital from back surgery, and doctor said he was supposed to stay in bed for about a month, and that was about a week or so after back surgery. He said this to us as he preached to us there at the evangelism conference: "If I couldn't preach, I would climb the walls." And that's the way we need to be. We have a message to give to the world. Our hearts today need to be burning with love for what God has done for us. And I know this, every person gathered here today who is a Christian, you have something to tell. You have some good news. The Lord is with us always. A young British soldier was blinded in battle. And this fellow was a trained musician, a pianist. And he spent much time playing the piano for the other wounded men. He tried to do his best. He was walking with Jesus. And one day, when he paused to rest, he heard somebody nearby clapping their hands. And he turned sightless eyes to this sound, and he said, "Who are you?" And a voice said, "I am your king." I'm your king. This blinded soldier did not realize that he was playing the piano for royalty. My friend, as you and I walk with Jesus on Monday, Tuesday, every day of the week, I wonder, does our King in glory, Jesus Christ, does he hear sweet music coming from our lives? Are our hearts burning with love? You know, one of the messages to the seven churches in Asia in the book of Revelation, one of those churches had lost their first love. They had lost their first love. Our love needs to be what it should be. In walking with the Lord daily, second, not only do we need to have burning hearts, as these two men had burning hearts, as Jesus walked with them, we also need to have burdened hearts. Burdened hearts. Not burdened with the cares and the worries of this life, but you and I need to have souls upon our hearts. Our choir sang for our call to worship today. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee. I wonder how many of us gathered here this morning who are saved has an unsaved person on their heart. Do we have unsaved people on our hearts? Instead of being burdened down with cares and things of this life, we need to have people on our hearts